The pre-game interview.
Time for us to go down boundary side straight into the Cats huddle because their assistant general manager of football, Brett Johnson, who was good enough to join us in week one, has been good enough to join us again on K-Rock Footy. Jono, a very good evening to you. I'm hoping we don't have the same technical difficulties that we did in week one.
No, good evening, guys. No, I think we're all good tonight. Yeah, all set.
We've tested the gear and everything is working absolutely magnificently. Great to see you. Firstly, great to see back Georgie Prasparkas after a couple of weeks, that quad issue. Is it something that on reflection maybe you would have held her back from the start of the season, or was it just a simple reoccurrence of what she had been battling that kept her out of that practice match against Essendon?
Yeah, it's fantastic to have Georgie back. It was an interesting one with Georgie because she'd been able to train fully, and just the injury itself just didn't allow her to really sort of be able to hit top speed though, and that was sort of limiting her performance in games a little. So we felt like giving her a couple of weeks would just give her a chance to sort of get over it fully, so she can, I think hit her full potential in games. But, she's been doing most of the training still and is really well prepared for tonight.
Yeah. Would she have played last week if you had a longer break, or is it because you only had a five-day break from coming back from the Gold Coast that you held her back?
Yeah, it was always going to be after the North Melbourne game. We decided it was going to be 2 weeks and to be ready for this game. With, the three games we have in the space of 15 days, we wanted to make sure she was fully prepared for that.
A tough juggling act, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's, you know, with AFLW, you've only got the 11 games and you've got to win enough games to qualify for finals. So winning enough games early is important. So balancing that with making sure you also look after the players, I guess, health and giving them the best chance to perform at their best for the team too.
Hi, Brett.
Hey, Rocky.
How are you?
Young Rock.
Good. Speaking of that condensed season, have you managed anyone yet, or are we looking like that's going to happen on Tuesday?
No, we haven't managed anyone just yet. We feel like we've done a lot of work through pre-season and in a really good position to attack this period. And our mentality going in is to pick our best side and being open-minded. And, we don't feel like that we're going to have to rest anyone at this stage. Probably we're treating these games as, our main training, the opportunity to train and get all our conditioning in here. So that's the mentality that we're taking. And, the girls are recovering really well from the game so far, even after playing up in the Gold Coast in the heat. We train on Tuesday night and they train really well. So, we don't feel like at this point that we're going to need to manage anyone.
That's good. Ruck stocks are at a low at the moment. Are we getting Katie tipping?
There's a bit of talk about Katie. No, there's a lot of interest. We're obviously interested as well, and as are other clubs. There's a lot of water to go under the bridge yet. Obviously, in due course, she'll make her decision, and then even then, you know, you've got to wait to, I guess, put all the official paperwork and in with the AFL, which I don't think comes till sort of November, December. So, there's a lot of time to still go yet, and I'm sure Katie will make her decision soon enough.
Oh, she'll be a handy pickup.
Absolutely. Jono, obviously, back here. Nice to be back. Obviously, the three games away, and especially getting on the road, how good's that for the group, especially for some new faces around the team?
Yeah, it was really good timing for us. We felt like, I guess, our start of the year hasn't been too bad. We played really two, I guess, good matches of footy against Melbourne and North Melbourne and only came away with a draw. And then had, just a bit of an off day against Carlton, unfortunately. I think the conditions and all things considered, we just didn't rock up to play and compete on that day. So we think that's a bit of an aberration, though, and then really pleased with how the group responded last week against the Gold Coast. And, hoping we can get on a bit of a roll now. I think last week's performance gave the team a lot of belief, particularly being able to kick, 15 goals. A lot of the things that we've been working on over this pre-season sort of, came to fruition, which was nice.
We obviously won't talk to you next home game in 5 days' time, so let's get the Chloe Shear question out of the way. We're now at game number 5. You hope second half of the season that is very, very quickly approaching. Are we getting any closer to a timeline, Jono?
Yeah, it's probably more later in the season, to be honest. It's one of those injuries where it's really quite grey in terms of the rehab timeline. It's because it's her toe and I guess it really depends on now she's had surgery and how she responds and is able to manage the pain in the first instance, and that'll determine, I guess, how quickly she can get some conditioning in order to be prepared to play. So still sort of not being able to run over the ground yet, and once we see that in the next couple of weeks, that'll give us an indication of how long it's going to be from there.
Yeah. Do you get to a point where you just put the queue in the rack for the season?
It's not one of those injuries where it's going to impact, I guess, her longer-term health and anything for next season. So, and given there's such a big break between seasons, you know, the 6 months, or maybe a bit earlier, a bit sooner given the early start to next year maybe, it's not going to impact next year at all. So I guess it's really on, I guess, in the short term, how she manages that pain and whether how quickly she can get through the rehab.
On that earlier start to the season, what sort of vision have you been given as a program from the AFL and the AFLW hierarchy?
Yeah, there's a few things they're weighing up. They're certainly looking to bring the season forward. Whether it's a sort of end of November finish or end of October finish, factoring in 12 games over 12 weeks plus finals. So, we're really supportive if that's the way the AFL goes as a club. We think moving the season forward is a good thing and aligning it more with our men's program too, and also our second-tier competitions. It gives the players who aren't selected on a night like tonight the opportunity to potentially play some VFLW footy, which is good for their development. So, I think the AFL is doing a good job at consulting with the clubs and also the players, the AFL Players Association. I think they're in the next month or so we'll know pretty quickly as to what it looks like.
That leads me to my next question. What are you getting out of the scrimmages, and is it giving the girls that are involved in it the opportunity to show what they are really capable of?
It's great we have the opportunity to play the scrimmages given there isn't a second tier competition. So we've only had the couple. We've chosen not to participate in the one last week and then again this week because, we've got such a shorter turnaround into our next match. Our non-selected players trained earlier this afternoon and had a really big session, footy and conditioning. So we've chosen to go down that path over the next couple of weeks, and then we might look to rejoin scrimmages from that point onwards.
While we've got you, just at the men's program, just it came to light that Mark Blitzarfs has been battling plantar fasciitis through the second half of the season. Can you just give us an update to our listeners who will obviously be interested to know how that'll be tackled by the club in the off-season?
Yeah, we're obviously going through our exit meetings at the moment, and the medical team are, I guess, weighing up the management of that, whether, it requires some sort of medical intervention or whether it's just rest over the off-season that'll do it some good. So no firm decision on that yet. As with a lot of players throughout the season, you're managing niggles, so Blitz isn't, only player in that position. There'll be a number of guys who might require a little clean-up in the off-season, or the rest will do them some good.
Yeah, absolutely. What did you go dressed as yesterday, Jono?
Oh, no, actually, stayed away, Kingy. I didn't join the festivities. It was really, really good they get to do that. The playing group in particular do a really good job with it. They have some fun with it and do it really respectfully too. Glad the team were able to do that. Some of the staff joined in too, which was great. But knowing that we had the game tonight and it's going to be a busy period over the next couple of weeks, chose not to take part.
Whose outfit got your three votes though?
I like the Mitch Cleary one. I thought Max Holmes. Yeah, I thought that was very clever. The boys always do a good job and have some fun with it in a respectful way.
He's a bit of a chameleon, Max, because didn't he do Jared Waitley one year as well?
He could have.
I think he pulled that off pretty well, but he pulled Mitch off. And I thought Tanner Brewer and Sam McClure wasn't too bad either.
Yeah, he had the colour in the hair as well, the slick back. It was, he did a good job.
What did you think of Tom Hawkins?
I saw Collar had the same outfit too, but...
Tom Hawkins is it slightly better.
I had to look that up. I had no idea what that was about to begin with, so... I'd never heard of that cyclist.
No, it was a pole vaulter.
There you go. I thought he had a cyclist outfit on.
Watch the video.
Jono, really appreciate your time. Thanks for that little update on Mark Blitzarfs. We appreciate you giving that. We appreciate you taking the time to have a chat to us in our pre-game. Thanks to Kurz Hire, and look forward to the Cats bringing home a W tonight.
Yeah, great talking to you guys. Enjoy the night.
The pre-game interview.